Blog Talk Radio.
You're on the Carl Thicker.
Valentine returning with her latest novel. Now, the last novel that she put out that I remember was Cloudy with a Chance of Rain, okay? And now she has a sequel to that. But first, I'm going to talk a little bit about Patricia Valentine, tell you a little bit about her before she calls in. Right quick, the number to the show is 1-713-955-0635. For those who want to call in and talk to Pat, you can do that. But she's an Alabama native who's one of 11 siblings. Can I talk today? 11. She's passionate about her family and having a closer relationship with God and celebrating and enjoying life. At around 10 years old, Patricia started writing songs and poetry all the way into adulthood. Now, Patricia gave no thought to actually being a published author, but after many, many years of penning songs, books, and poems, at the urging of her husband, Ron, Patricia published her first book, Cloudy with a Chance of Rain, back in 2010. The novel was her audience. I remember going to her book signing here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You know I supported her. Okay, sure. And it was earning nothing less than a 4-star rating amongst readers. Now, that's not bad for a first novel. And although Patricia has yet to add any awards to her resume, and that's fine because she's just getting started, okay? In the meantime, she invites you to read and enjoy the sequel to her debut novel, Watching the Sky for Sunshine. Yes. Patricia hadn't planned on writing the sequel, and it was a request, you know, from many who read Cloudy with a Chance of Rain. So, you know, what they say, you've got to give the people what they want. So Patricia Valentine has penned this new book, Watching the Sky for Sunshine, just for your reading pleasure. If you'd like to contact Patricia Valentine, you can always email her at patriciavalentine@wi.rr.com. That's patriciavalentine@wi.rr.com. And you can also find her on Facebook under Patricia Valentine. Right now, I want to talk a little bit about an event that's going on today called Doors Open Milwaukee. While we wait for our guests to call in, Doors Open Milwaukee is an event. This year, it's a 2-day event that opens up historical buildings, top secret buildings, buildings that are otherwise not open to the public, and it gives the public a chance to go in and look around and see what goes on in restricted areas and things of that nature, such as our U.S. Bank building. Years ago, it used to be the First Wisconsin building. It changed over a couple times, and it's basically and I myself, I went to the top, and it's just something that you want to do every year, you know. It's a 360-degree view of the city. It's amazing. It's amazing. But that was one thing that I wanted to talk about real quick. And just so you guys know, that event, last time we checked, we heard that this event is only held in Chicago and New York, okay? Milwaukee, Chicago, and New York. Those are the only three places that I know of that open the doors to their city to the public, you know, and you find strange things on there too, like the Survive Alive House and the gas building downtown, you know, that's otherwise not open to the public. And Jones Island, that's like our sewage facility down here in Milwaukee, and they open that up. And it's not what you think. It's like a really well-treated tour that's very interesting, you know. So I'm trying to make it over to Pfister today. But we'll be right back. We'll play a commercial and come back and see if we can't get Pat on the line. Otherwise, if she has run into some kind of difficulty, we'll just have to reschedule her another time. All right, I'll be back.
The hot new sequel to Cloudy with a Chance of Rain by Patricia Valentine has finally arrived. The storm continues with Watching the Sky for Sunshine. Ty has to figure out how to pick up the pieces when life takes twists and turns that he never expected. It seems like the problems of the world is raining down on him, so he turns to alcohol to ease his pain. Ty takes drinking to a whole new level of reckless behavior. One night in a drunken stupor will change his life forever. He could lose everything. The storm continues with Watching the Sky for Sunshine. Watching the Sky for Sunshine by Patricia Valentine. Available now where books are sold.
Okay, we're back. The number to call in for guests is 1-713-955-0635. I'm your host, Teresa Ray Butler, and we are waiting for Patricia Valentine to come in and talk to us about her new novel, Watching the Sky for Sunshine. Now, if you know anything about the, it was Cloudy with a Chance of Rain, how the story began in Cloudy with a Chance of Rain. Okay, Tyrese Langston thought he had it all, a successful business, a gorgeous supermodel for a wife. He was on top of the world, but in a short 2 weeks, his whole world gets turned upside down. Things will never be the same when his wife realizes that she's in love with a man that has been her best friend since grade school. Something in Ty's gut tells him that allowing his wife to spend 2 weeks modeling for her best friend is not a good idea. His intuition is confirmed when Ty catches his wife and her best friend, Aya Bonnie Valentine, in a loving embrace and loses his cool. Lanice can't face her husband or the truth, the whole situation, by leaving the country and stays for 2 years without a word. Without a word! She leaves Ty with no other choice but to file for divorce. Now, what would you do in that situation? I know that I would have some questions and things might not go as they should, but if you read Cloudy with a Chance of Rain, then you know why there had to be a sequel, Watching the Sky for Sunshine. We may have to reschedule Pat. There's no call in, and we haven't heard anything from her, and we hope that everything's okay, but that's okay. Sometimes things happen. And before we go, I just want to remind you all, especially Milwaukee listeners and Chicago listeners and anybody who tunes in from New York, be sure to keep up with your Doors Open events because those are so cool. And it's such a nice thing to get out and check out these buildings. I'm just doing a little PR work for Doors Open Milwaukee, but it's enough room for us all to shine, and why not remind the New York and Chicago listeners to be aware of their Doors Open. Chicago, you know, yours is going down next week, I believe. Go back, but it's coming up. Y'all, look it up, look it up. I can't find my resources. I had them here, and I don't know where they are, but I know what I'm talking about. It's coming up. I've been invited, and I am going. Check the dates. Check your social media, your websites for the proper dates. But Chicago, yours is coming up. Be aware and get out there and check them out. This is Teresa Ray Butler. I am going to have to sign out. I want to let you all know Cream City Classica is the home of the $5 ad. $5 ads, whether you rap, sing, dance, whatever it is that you do, be sure to know. You can contact us, and we will put together your commercial and send it back to you in MP3 or MP4 format to use at your discretion. Yes, yes, yes. I got to get on up out of here. I got to go check out some buildings, and I'll talk to you next time on Cream City Classica.
The hot new sequel to Cloudy with a Chance of Rain by Patricia Valentine has finally arrived. The storm continues with Watching the Sky for Sunshine. Ty has to figure out how to pick up the pieces when life takes twists and turns that he never expected. It seems like the problems of the world is raining down on him, so he turns to alcohol to ease his pain. Ty takes drinking to a whole new level of reckless behavior. One night in a drunken stupor will change his life forever. He could lose everything. The storm continues with Watching the Sky for Sunshine. Watching the Sky for Sunshine by Patricia Valentine. Available now where books are sold.